Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program of the folks who understand and benefit from our export markets, our state's farm and ranch families, brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmland commodity organization. I mention export markets because this week the U.S. Grains Council will be holding its 19th annual International Marketing Conference and 62nd annual membership meeting, Greenville, South Carolina. Several of the South Dakota board members will be in attendance, which is great, and I wish them all the best in travel. As an aside, I've talked about this before. These meetings are exactly that, meetings, breakfast meetings, lunch meetings, board meetings, to say nothing of the educational opportunities. I bring this up because in addition to the current COVID and weather travel problems associated with going to and returning from the meeting, those who attend are busy from morning to night. All I can say is somebody's got to do it and should. I speak for many when I thank those board members who will be in attendance. Hey, what about the U.S. Grains Council? As you may know, the mission of the U.S. Grains Council is to develop export markets for U.S. corn, sorghum, barley, and related products, including dried distillers and ethanol. They have a full-time presence in 28 locations, operate programs in 50 countries, plus the European Union. Give you just one example regarding the importance of the Council and exports. In the business year 2020-2021, U.S. corn exports totaled nearly 70 million metric tons. That's quite a pile of corn, to say the least. Oh, as an aside, South Dakota Corn helps to fund the U.S. Grains Council through the state checkoff dollars. Another reason, of course, that we're represented at the annual meeting. You know what's interesting about an export conversation? The Wooster brothers were exporting grain way back in the late 40s and 50s. That right, most of our grain went the 8 or 10 miles to Reliance, but for reasons that I can no longer remember, once in a while, we exported grain to Kennebec. Probably something to do with price. Reliance was full, but boy, export we did. Wow. Wooster brothers ahead of their time. Hey, you folks be safe, and thanks a million for all that you do.